The Czech Constitutional Court has postponed a decision on whether symbolic fees for visiting the doctor are unconstitutional. The court's chairman, Pavel Rychetský, said the court needed more time to reach a decision. He was speaking after a day of deliberations and cross-examination with the health minister and even the prime minister appearing to give testimony. Rob Cameron has more.
Když hovořím o poplatku, tak poplatek vždycky něco symbolizuje a není přímo něco za něco.
Health Minister Tomáš Julinek sparring with one of the Constitutional Court judges during Wednesday's session in Brno. The case, brought by the opposition Social Democrats and Communists, accuses the government of violating the Constitution by introducing a fee of 30 crowns, about €1.20, each time people visit their GP. The government says the fees are to dissuade people from abusing the health system. But Mr. Julinek was asked several times whether those fees were purely symbolic or represented something tangible. Also in the dock on Wednesday was Prime Minister Mirek Topolánek, who appeared in Brno to defend his government's legislation.
Musím říct, že pokud bychom to neprovedli, by se nám tak trochu zroutilo veřejné
zdravotnictví. Mr. Topolánek said without the government's unpopular and controversial reforms, the health system would simply collapse. Constitutional Court Chairman Pavel Rychetský told reporters afterwards the court needed more time to formulate its position and would release a verdict at the next session on the matter. He did not say when that would be. The day's events, which at times resembled an afternoon in Parliament rather than the deliberations of a court, received a positive spin from Michal Hašek, head of the opposition's Social Democrat deputies group. Mr. Hašek claimed the court clearly had strong misgivings about the reforms, hence the postponement. Critics say it meant nothing of the sort, and maintain the reforms are both constitutional and vital. So far, it seems the Constitutional Court agrees. The court has divided complaints over the centre-right's government's comprehensive public finance reforms into three parts. In January, it ruled that the overall changes, including tax reform, are constitutional. The healthcare reforms discussed on Wednesday are the second part, and it still has to examine changes to the social benefit system.